anytime it's a division game, you know, it doesn't matter if the Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins, it's always going to be big. You always, you know, expect the team's best shot. So, you know, that's what we're hoping for.
How much confidence do you guys have knowing that the front seven has dominated, not just that Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, but Sunday against Seattle, even though you guys didn't get the result that you wanted?
We're playing great up front. Obviously, our D-line's playing, you know, outstanding. I think that's just, you know, with Coach Azanero out there, they work on hands every day, and you really see how it translates into the game. You know, expect another physical game. Expect another game where we got a gang tackle. Again, we got to hold them. Got to shut down the run as much as possible and make them throw the ball.
How much are you enjoying your role in this team's run down the stretch?
I'm enjoying it, obviously, being out there with my teammates playing and really just having fun. In the last couple of years, it's been a while. But now I'm out, just got to enjoy every time you're out there. You don't know how long it's going to last. And, you know, above all else, just have fun.
What have you seen out of Kendricks ever since DeMeco went down? A lot of people were looking at him to be one of those playmakers on D, and it seemed like he's taken his game to another level. What have you seen out of him in the last few weeks since DeMeco went down?
As you said, you know, he's just making plays, but, you know, I think Mike was doing that even before DeMeco went down. But that's just, you know, that's what you expect out of Mike. You know, obviously he's a tremendous athlete. He's a football player, really. Just anytime he sees a ball, he just goes and gets it. And, you know, he goes 110%, full speed, you know, every play.